second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. So feel free to contact us that way if you have the ability. If you don't yet have the ability, you've got a smartphone, just install the Skype app on there and then add lrn.fm to your contacts list. And then it upgrades the audio quality of your connection to us, which means you're more pleasant and pleasurable to listen to, which means we might want to keep you on longer, possibly, ooh, if you're interesting. So call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Tonight, in the studio, it is Ian with you.
Lauren.
And Mark.
Lauren's here from ObjectivistGirl.com, and I'm sure we're going to learn more about her over time, as we may be having her back maybe in the next month.
Have an objectively good time on my YouTube channel, so you should check it out.
You should.
Objectively. We have a good time.
Now, if you're just tuning in, what we've been talking about is a situation that happened this morning as I was out in front of the local courthouse here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, handing out Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers to the people that are there, most of them for victimless crimes, trying to encourage them to at least know their rights and maybe exercise their right not to take the plea deal and go to trial, clog the court system, in the hopes that if enough people do that, then maybe we'll see the prosecution no longer go after people for piddly nonsense. So in that process, I'm opening the door for people as they're coming into court. And one man who I've seen a bunch of times, I don't know who he is. I suspect he's an attorney, though. One man tells me, "Don't open the door for me and don't talk to me, you moron." I tell him that he's not very, very nice as he walks into the building, and then when he came out of the building, snapped his picture while he was getting in his car. He then proceeds to tell me that if he sees that photo online, he'll sue me for defamation. And so I, at that point, decided that I was going to post his photo online at freekeen.com on a blog titled "Angry Rude Man Threatens Lawsuit Over Photos," because photography is not a crime. And it's not illegal to take pictures of people. Now, it may be unpopular in certain circumstances to take pictures of people, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I don't feel any interest in taking a picture of a family in the park. That's not interesting. That's not what I'm out there to do. But if there's somebody who's behaving poorly and I want people to know about that, then this is how I do it. In fact, I didn't bring my video camera out in this case because really my only intention in taking the picture was I just wanted to capture this person I wanted to capture his image so I could show it around and find out, hey, you know, have you ever dealt with this guy? Ask my activist friends here in the area, who is this character? Well, then when he threatened me with the lawsuit, that's when I decided that this was going to go further than just being shown around privately to friends, that I was going to ask everybody in, you know, who visits freekeen.com if they happen to know who this person is. Lauren, you said this was petty. Mark, you said this was jackassery. And we're going to go to Liberty Phoenix. He's on the line in Illinois via Skype. Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, I kind of have to take their side with that. I don't know how many times you've told me, you know, you have to have a thick skin to be an activist and to be able to stand up to the slings and arrows of the hypocrisy that these people are going to throw at us. And it seems to me like you kind of followed him when he came out looking for a confrontation.
So that means I don't have a thick skin because I wanted to show people who he is?
Well, you had also said before that how could you just let him get away with this? I mean, it's, you know, it's his opinion. He doesn't want it to be done with. I mean, if he's that ignorant of an individual that he would simply assume that you're a moron, well, that's his own shortcomings.
I suspect he knows who I am. I mean, again, we've seen each other countless times at the courthouse. It's not like I'm an unknown quantity around there. So he made specific comments that he believed were targeted towards me. And I get what you're saying. You know, let it slide. It's no big deal. It's just somebody being a jerk. And I understand that, but I felt like this was not just your average jerk. Like, if this was just some tool bag who was walking down the street and said something mean, then that would have been no big deal. But this character is around a lot, and I suspect he works either for the state or as an attorney. And if he works as an attorney, then he is an officer of the court, and he should not be insulting people out in front of the courthouse. Now, that is an assumption on my part. It is based on some level of observation of this individual.
So this
I don't think he's insulting people. I think he's insulting you. And, I mean, let's be honest, Ian. You're upset with this guy for doing something to you.
Did I say he was insulting people? I'm sorry.
No, you, yeah, you did. But I think that you're upset over what he said. And I don't think this is for, like, the greater good. I think you were just upset. And, like, this guy got under your skin. And I can understand that. But, like, it's kind of like painting it as if you're doing something for the public when I think you're just... You're upset, and you want to see this guy get in trouble for what he did to you.
Well, he's not going to get in trouble for it. I mean, he hasn't done anything.
Well, you're doing whatever you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a high road and a low road here, and I don't think you found the high road. And the high road, you're not saving anybody from anything. Oh, my God, somebody else might get called a moron by a grumpy old dude.
Ultimately, I just want to know who he is.
That's what you want,
yeah.
Right? Like, you're
supposed-
you got a vendetta.
If we're supposed to be proponents of freedom of speech, how can we honestly stand here and say that we should disrespect somebody's freedom of speech? I mean, we would...
I have the freedom of speech to put him on a blog.
They don't like it.
More speech is all I did here. And you're saying my speech is bad.
He gave his opinion of you, as stupid as his opinion was, because
and
you're
I
a great guy,
photons
Ian.
Of him.
But... photons. He gave his opinion of you. He has a right to his opinion.
Sure.
And if we're to be proponents of freedom of speech and freedom of thought, then we shouldn't go after somebody for what they think. I mean, if they're aggressively acting against the public,
mm-hmm.
and that actually restricts other people's freedom, then I see it. But in this case, he's not doing anything to aggress against the public in any way, or even you. It's just his thought.
So the Robin Hooders, for instance, the people that go on the streets in Keene and mm-hmm. fill meters, expired meters, and save people from getting parking tickets, they've had several interactions with some very, very rude people on the streets who have had certain mm-hmm. things to say about them and the Robin Hooding process and all that. Should the Robin Hooders have not posted any of those videos?
The Robin Hooders are running their video.
People?
The Robin Hooders are running their video all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
not always.
You missed your opportunity with this guy. Now, if you'd got the video of him saying, "Don't hold the door for me and don't talk to me, you moron," then that's good video.
That would have been fine with
that
you?
That would have been fine. The problem is you can't stand there with a camera filming everybody who goes in. He has
right.
checkmated you, and that's what's got you so angry. There's an old
grumpy... Do I look
grumpy,
angry?
Yes, you acted angry. You know, you have a real...
If I was angry,
great,
I would have said angry things at him.
You have
a
great
picture.
You have a great skill, Ian, of keeping your voice at a level when you're mm-hmm. angry. You've learned over time that the... Well, at least you've told yourself the person who raises their
like
voice loses.
True.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. If you keep your
you
voice steady...
You sound like a loser
you're
when you're
like,
yelling.
Well, that's what you say. If you keep your voice steady and you act like a jerk, you're still a jerk with a steady voice.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Ian, to defend your position, though, since there is some level of familiarity between the two of you, considering he feels familiar enough to insult you as such, and you feel familiar enough with him to follow him to his car, I would love to see you two in a debate. And actually get or an interview with him because that
yeah feel free to come here and invite
him
to debate with
you.
That'd be great.
I'd love to see that kind of thing, but I'm
it'd
gonna
be
say
heated. It'd be awesome.
Liberty Phoenix, they don't have any desire to do that. They don't want. From what I've I'm gonna be go ahead and make blanket statements here. But generally, these people, the ones that want to lob insults and that kind of thing, they don't have any desire to engage in a conversation because they hold the upper hand. Why would they?
Well, because intelligent debate always progresses an issue.
Yep, sorry.
They're not interested in progressing our issues.
Well, they want to progress it to whichever direction they want, and what better opportunity could they have to progress it in a direction anti-Free State Project than to actually win a debate against a Free Stater?
Why would you put it online if you lost? I mean, you're asking Ian to put online his debate with you. For one, I don't think debates solve anything, and they only continue to cement people in their positions further. They just don't want discussion. He said he doesn't want discussion. The first thing he said was, "Don't hold the door for me and don't talk to me, you moron."
Plus, he doesn't sound like a very interesting person in the first place. I don't ever want to talk to this guy. I just avoid him.
Well, now you know what he looks like because I've taken his picture. 855, 453. Thanks, Phoenix. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here, and you may take control of the airwaves here in moments. Share your thoughts. It can be on this or anything that happens to be on your mind, and we still have to talk about the greater good.
Yep.
We'll get to that. I won't forget it. This is Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, take control. Here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype in at username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Lauren Rumpler.
And Mark.
And, of course, your calls are welcome. Also, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Do you have a smartphone? Would you like quick access to our live streams and now the webcam? You can go to m.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's a link to the podcast there as well for your convenience. m.freetalklive.com.
Buzzbox Coffee. You can go get a free pound of Buzzbox at coffee.freetalklive.com. Buzzbox is high-end, organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica coffee. It's delicious. I drink it every day, and I think it's wonderful. Now that I've found good coffee, I don't want to drink the ordinary stuff from the store. But what's different about BuzzBox is that they, every 10 customers that Free Talk Live gets, we're able to fund a microloan that goes to help people in foreign countries. So not only are you getting great coffee, but at the same time, you're giving people around the world a hand up. And that's what works. Handouts, I don't really think so. I don't think that that people, they don't have the same value for it as for something that they've worked for and paid back. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get a free pound, try it out, see if you like it. And if you do, stay on their coffee subscription that you've signed up for there and enjoy the best of the best coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go and continue with your phone call. Still to come, we have to talk to Lauren about the greater good. I used that phrase earlier, and it riled her up.
It did.
We'll find out more about that. But first, Johnson is on the line in New Hampshire, I believe, calling from Keene. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live. Do we have Johnson? Johnson going once? Johnson going twice. Put him back on hold, and we will try instead Witt in Arizona. Witt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark. Do we have Witt? Witt going once. Maybe there's some technical.
Hi, I'm
going to there you go. Witt. Okay, Witt.
Woo!
No kidding. Speaking of defamation, Mark, this bud's for you. Who said on Free Talk Live, and I quote, "They're all aggressors. All Muslims want you dead." This
sounds like
ridiculous
you.
Collectivization of
That's
Muslims.
That's a quote from you, right,
murders.
Witt?
No, I'm quoting Ian. Is your last name Freeman? Freeman asked, and by the way, Ian, I asked Mark.
I would never have said anything like that about Muslims, so I'm sorry you're wrong about that.
No, you said that in response to my call after you had already dumped me. And speaking of defamation, you call me a bigot as well, and Mark said that's transparent. Really? It's funny because I had never used the word Muslim ever on your show up until that point.
Right.
That I got
you're calling in about the same things over and over again. Do you have anything new to talk about?
You call me a... Speaking of defamation, you call me a bigot and said that I said all Muslims are murderers and this collectivist ridiculous stuff. I'm quoting you, Ian, about what I never said, never would say, and don't believe.
Okay, great. You've corrected this once previously.
You take comfort in believing those things. May I speak here? You take comfort in things, believing things about your honest interlocutor, that being Witt, because like I tell my liberal, so-called open-minded friends, all men are prejudiced, and you affirm it going away style, Ian. I never, ever have bashed Muslims.
That's
like
fine,
Witt.
You've certainly called in, and you've sounded very anti-Islamic and also anti-Japanese and very unfriendly as well.
I'm anti-Islamist. There's a big difference.
Right, so there you go. Now we've got it straight.
You're
bigoted against those who follow the religion of Islam.
That isn't a Muslim. Yeah, I don't have anything against the religion of Muslims.
Witt, how many more times are you going to call and make the same point over and over again?
When are you going to say I'm sorry for branding you a bigot? Ian, when are you going to actually say I'm sorry? Say you're sorry, Ian.
Don't feel like it. I'm not sorry to you, Witt. You're very rude.
You're
very rude. You are constantly interrupting people. And really, I'm not sorry for dropping your phone call either. Goodbye. 855 450 free. You want to keep calling about the same thing? It's getting tiresome. I mean, he's basically turning into Dave from New York, calling in over and over again. Call about something different for once. Make your call interesting. Make us want to put you on the air. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. There you go. It's the second time, at least, that I've counted that he's corrected that. Like, he's not against Muslims. He's only against Islam. Which, okay.
You know, Islamist is the term that that they've decided to use on people that, you know, that use violence or whatever in the name of Allah. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty safe place to go. But the problem is that if you prosecute a war against these people, that you have a tendency to drop bombs on people who aren't Islamists. And we know that because some of those people are below the age of, say, 12. And when you drop bombs on them, it looks really bad. There's been like 200 kids killed by drone strikes alone. And we're reasonably certain that these people probably weren't, that those 12-year-olds and under weren't waging war on the United States. So that's one of the problems with this hiding behind this whole Islamist thing.
This is the problem with wars in general.
Yeah.
Innocent people end up dying. There's got to be better ways to solve this.
It's a really terrible way to solve a problem,
isn't it? Why do people not have the ability to communicate? And that's why I encourage people to watch Objectivist Girl. Because Objectivist Girl helps you be a more rational human being that's better able to communicate your ideas in a rational setting. It creates more rational people, which means that people will be able to communicate peacefully between one another because peace is so important.
Which I generally support. I'm a peace-oriented person, although some are saying that what I did today was not peace-oriented by taking a picture of somebody who... and by the way, would it change your opinion, guys?
Do not create the straw man that I'm saying that this isn't peace-oriented go and ask me a question.
I would never say it was nothing if, about
I'm only if, saying it's small
saying some
and, you didn't, take the, and you didn't take the high road.
Would it change your opinion if you knew for a fact this guy worked for the court and or as an attorney? I took a picture of today.
It wouldn't because you just look bad. It's Ian, you didn't do anything wrong. You look bad. You went and chased after this guy after,
I walked.
I don't think this is in your rational self-interest. Being an objectivist,
views, and I've spent an hour of time talking about it on Free Talk Live.
But there's a difference between good publicity and bad publicity. That's just it. You need to look for your own rational self-interest.
I think all publicity is good publicity.
We only have one name and one reputation.
In my opinion, you look no better than this guy, which is to say you are a old grumpy jerk.
Except for your young grumpy jerk, which is almost worse.
Well, you are going to live longer, which actually does quantifiably make him worse, right?
I know,
because
right?
The old grumpy jerk will be dead and gone, and we won't have to deal with him in 20 years. Ian, still around.
All right, let's go to Johnson. I think he's back. We had some, technical difficulties before. We're going to try one more time. Johnson, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Okay, fantastic. So, I heard the claim made earlier that this guy didn't make any threats or any, there was not anything that he was doing that was aggressive towards you. And see, from the blog post there on Free Keen that I read, it certainly seemed that he said that if you weren't compliant with his wishes, that he would use a system involving a squadron of men to come and kill you if you weren't compliant.
Well, you're talking about the defamation suit. Okay, so...
Well, the counterpoint to that, Johnson, is that I took his picture before he made the threat about the defamation suit.
He didn't post it online until after he made the threat, and anybody who makes that kind of a threat deserves to have their bluff called.
I totally agree. Stand by, Johnson, if you want to comment further. We'll bring you back here in a moment, but then again... Some people would argue that Johnson's a jerk as well. 855 450 free, and he's in my corner on this one, which, I'm happy to have the help. 855 450 free.
Don't get him rocking.
You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We have been, for the most portion of the show, been talking about this character who has been in and around the local courthouse here for as long as I can remember. I don't know what his role is, but I am now very interested in finding out, because he was very, very rude earlier today, and I snapped his photo in the hopes of being able to identify who he is. After I snapped his photo, he threatened me with a lawsuit for defamation if I were to post that photo anywhere, so I have now posted it to the front page of freekeen.com. Lauren and Mark in the studio with me are critiquing my decision, saying I have taken a low road and that I have been petty. Johnson, on the other hand, says this guy deserves it. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so yeah, there are steps to that. You know, sort of incremental steps to what occurred there. Step one, first, he was rude to you.
That's correct.
So you took a picture to identify him. I don't think that you had the intention of posting the picture online at that
point. Initially, I did not. I did not initially have that intention. I was going to post it at maximum on the secret, you know, Facebook group that some of us hang out on.
You just tell everybody about the secret Facebook group.
It's not a secret anymore.
So, I mean, of course, you know, once this guy threatens you, it's kind of like, you know, knowing Ian, now he's obligated, you know, and this would be true of me, too.
That's all I'm saying, though, Johnson, here, is I'm not disagreeing with this, and I'm not even saying this guy doesn't deserve it. I'm not 100% sure what deserve means.
What about you, Mark? Come on.
It doesn't mean anything.
If somebody who called you a moron, if you happened to take a picture of somebody who called you a moron, and he ran up and got in your face and said, if you post that picture anywhere online, I'm going to sue you for defamation. Mark, I think you, too, would find a way. You'd be like, Ian, can you post this on Freaking?
Would you, Mark?
It depends, but I would not claim to have taken the high road when I did it.
See?
That's my only claim here.
I wouldn't do it.
The high road, because photography isn't legal, and people need to know this.
Agreed. Look, Ian could have gone over there and, you know, done some kind of weird dance next to his car, too. But that doesn't mean that it is the, like, you know, I'm near your car. You know, like, it's not, it's just, all I'm
Can
saying
Can you do that
is,
again for the webcam?
Okay. I mean, it's just, all I'm saying, the only thing I'm claiming at this point is that, look, Ian didn't take the high road. He had an opportunity to show that, you know, liberty activists can take the high road and do the right thing when confronted by old jerks.
Have you guys seen the movie Good Morning Vietnam?
Yes.
Long time ago.
Do you remember that scene where he's teaching English and he says, okay, this lady's in here stabbing you with a fork and she's killing you. She's killing you. What do you do? What do you do? I'm waiting to die.
I'm waiting to die.
That's me. That's me. I'd sit back and I'd be like, okay, well, you're kind of a jerk, but that's the thing is, your life must be really unhappy. I'm sorry. Because my life is actually really happy, so I don't have to, you know, take retribution against people that say
a photograph isn't retribution.
But and then again, you know, I've taken abuse my whole life, so I don't really care.
Nor would I have photographed the average, you know, thug who just happens to walk by and say some sort of thing to me. If it was just somebody walking into the court,
it is retribution.
No,
you said.
I totally disagree with you guys that it's retribution action to post a picture online. If someone threatens your life, because that's what a lawsuit threat is, because if you don't comply with those actions, at some point men with guns show up. So if someone makes
that's no, Johnson, that's bullcrap. He said if you post that online, I will. You know, file a defamation suit. If you stand out in front of my car, you may get run. You will get run over. That is not a threat to run you over. It is a it is a warning about what will happen if you do something.
Yes,
that is not a threat.
Right. So first of all, he does not have any right to sue for defamation for someone taking his.
Who cares?
Absolutely is a threat, ridiculous. Mark. And he absolutely did threaten me.
He did not threaten you.
If he doesn't show up, someone comes and collects him.
Well, that's not true with a civil case, Johnson. You'll just have the case ruled against you without your, or may you may have the case ruled against you.
The good news is that if he's a public figure, he has no grounds to sue you for defamation.
He has no grounds anyway. He's a person in public.
No grounds anyway. He's in public. That was on public.
Well, there you go. So what's the problem?
There is no problem.
There is no problem, and that's the point, is that he was making threats that, one, he didn't have
oh,
any...
Oh, we're just discussing morality, okay.
Okay, so there's a couple of different threats here, right? Like, there's different types of threats, if you want to use the term. So there's the threat, I am going to punch you in the face. That is a threat, all right? The, I am going to throw my fist outward from my body, and if you run in front of it, you are going to get punched in the face. Then that is not a threat in the same sense.
That's a warning.
Right. It's a qualified threat or a warning or a variety of things. You can use whatever terms, an ultimatum. There's different terms for this kind of situation. He made the second one, not the first one.
So you're saying that if he had said to me, if you publish that picture online, I'm going to kill you, that wouldn't be a threat?
It would be an ultimatum.
That's ridiculous. It's clearly a threat.
Okay,
because he's.
You sound like my exes. I mean, I say this all the time. If you piss me off, then I'm going to dump you, and then you know from that they resultively piss me off because of that statement.
What were you saying, Johnson?
It was one step diminished, Ian. It wasn't. He didn't say, "If you post that picture, I'll shoot you." He said, "If you post that picture, I'll have men with guns come to shoot you."
No, it's a civil case, and that's not the case.
Right. What Mark is saying is if you put a qualifier in front of a threat, that it's not a threat.
Well, you can call it something else. At that point, it's a qualified threat, then, if you want to call it that. But, I mean, I just want to make there's a difference here. If I run around threatening people, that's one thing. It's another thing if you warn people about what's going to happen if they do something. That's another entirely separate thing.
It's important that we lay down our limitations from each other very early on, and I think that's what a qualified threat is.
And if he files a civil defamation suit and he gets a civil ruling against Ian, which is to say that there's just some kind of ruling against him that's not going to be men with guns chasing after him, then he is able to file that suit. He's completely within his rights to file that suit. He can file that suit tomorrow. Ian could file a defamation suit against him.
If they lose a civil suit for not showing up.
You don't know much about civil suits, and I'm sorry that I've got to educate you right here on the air, but the fact is civil suits...
Yeah, I'm sure sure there are plenty of people that could use that education.
Great. Civil suits, basically nothing. If they can get some kind, put some kind of lien on you, Ian doesn't own a house, so they can't put a lien on a house. If they, he doesn't have
a... steal his property if Ian didn't have his, you know, house protected the way he did. If he was a normal person, it's a threat against his property. Okay,
that's right.
Continue.
If he had a W-2 job. I don't know about a job, a car,
what,
Ian.
What would happen, by the way, if he ignored the lien? Would men with guns show up?
Nope. Can't ignore the lien. The lien will be satisfied at closing.
That's why I keep saying we're being a little traumatic about this. Nobody's life is at threat here. They simply charge you a fine. It's they're not going to take you to jail.
Johnson, thanks for your call. And thanks, Johnson. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go and continue here with, let's go to Temper. Temper's on the line via Skype. Temper, go ahead.
I got to disagree really strongly with Mark. First of all, when you drive a car, you are legally bound never to run over a pedestrian, no matter what.
Well, you're so for him to be, say, sooner or later.
For him to say that if I step out in front of his car, he's going to run me over is actually a legal threat.
All right. So if I say that I'm going out shooting on my shooting range, and Ian, if you run in front of the gun when I'm not paying attention while I'm pulling the trigger, you're liable to get shot, isn't a threat. It is a warning.
Not necessarily, because when you're shooting down a range, you have an obligation not to shoot people.
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm going to be exonerated in court when I say, well, he was running around on a shooting range.
You can't make people stay out of your way. Your obligation ends at warning them that you're going to do something. That's it. And then it's their decision to step in front of your bullet.
You're engaging in risky behavior, in this case a car, in Mark's case a shooting range, which I don't consider an apt analogy. But
okay, so it's a strained analogy, I'll give you that.
I mean, you have a car, it's your responsibility to first use the brake until everything's safe.
Temper, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Johnson adds one point. He says, so the fine isn't a threat. I guess the Robin Hooders should quit what they're doing. So apparently the parking department isn't threatening to steal your car if
they'll
park in that space. That's not a threat at all. It's just a warning. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring what you want.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The violence continues in Albuquerque. There's an update on that story we can give you when we get a chance. Maybe we'll throw in one or two of the 30 things to stop doing to yourself when we get a chance, because our new guest host here, Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl, is very interested in self-improvement. Plus, we still have to talk about this greater good. I used the term greater good earlier, and Lauren wanted to jump on that, but we've since had call after call after call, so we got to go to the phones first. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. FreeRoss.org, Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of running the Silk Road, the underground black market that made lots of news recently, not just recently, but within the last couple of years. And FreeRoss.org is a site that has been set up to help his defense fund, because it is not cheap to hire a fancy attorney, and he's got a fancy attorney. I think
he's going to need one in this situation.
Joshua Dreidel, his attorney, I believe, made a name for himself by defending people in Guantanamo Bay, if I'm recalling correctly. Anyway, whether Ross actually was or was not behind the Silk Road, if you love the ideas of freedom and you want to see the end of the war on drugs, this is a very important case, and you can help. If Ross was Dread Pirate Roberts, if he was the man behind the Silk Road, he really brought a lot of safety and improvements to the black market. He's a hero for that. If he wasn't Dread Pirate Roberts, then he's a man falsely accused, and he should be set free, absolutely. So go to FreeRoss.org, and you can pony up some Bitcoin or PayPal or cut him a check and help out Ross's family. They are not rich people. He does not have access to his bitcoins at this time, so he could use your help. FreeRoss.org.
That poor guy.
We continue with your phone calls. Now, you can bring up what you want here, so let's go first to Bill in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
I was just wanting to bring up a point about New Hampshire and the habitual offender law, which is not very liberty-oriented, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things about New Hampshire that aren't very liberty-oriented. It just happens to be the freest state, which is to say it's like kind of like saying the best form of cancer.
Yeah, well, basically that habitual offender law. I'm from Nashua, so.
You from New Hampshire? It sounded like it when you heard you say it, yeah.
Yes, sir. But I'm in Nebraska for some reason. But and I'm planning on moving back. That is
great.
That is the plan. So
have you signed up for the Free State Project?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Awesome. Can't wait to meet you.
So you were saying?
Well, my point is, how come this isn't a topic that's discussed very often? I don't hear too many people talking about it or.
You mean the habitual offender law?
Yes.
I've certainly talked about it in the past more than once here on Free Talk Live. I was in jail when I was in jail for civil disobedience for 58 days. One of the guys I kind of got to know in there was a guy who was in there for a year for driving while his license was suspended. He got caught, and it was, you know, his fifth time or third time in two decades or something like that, and they hit him with a habitual offender, and he went to jail for a year for that. I mean, there's a there are people in prison in New Hampshire for driving. And, you know, not driving dangerously, not driving drunk, not driving in any way that would put someone at risk of harm, but just simply driving, going to work.
The state didn't approve of it.
Without their state papers. Yeah, in fact,
human beings.
Well, the killer point was that I also met a guy in jail, more than one guy, who was in for DUI. And the guys in for DUI, two of them, one was in for 3 days, the other for 21 days. So the guy who was in jail for a year was there for driving to work. The guys in jail for less than a month were there for DUI. They actually put others in danger. The guy who didn't put anyone in danger, he disobeyed the state's diktats, and so they punished him to the max. So, yeah, I agree with you, Bill. Habitual offender is a terrible situation here in New Hampshire, and maybe you can help kind of lead the charge against that when you get here.
Well yeah, I mean, I just think it should be something that's on the front burner rather than on the back burner. I think there should be, because when you have people in jail, and I think it's given it a mandatory year in jail for driving.
Yes, I believe that's true.
Mandatory year in jail. There's people. I could probably rape a kid and not get a year in jail, which is pretty messed up.
Well, I doubt it, but here's the problem, Bill, is that we're talking, I get it.
I get the frustration, though. It's terrible.
It's frustrating. Now, here I am. I'm a convicted felon. The convicted felon in possession of weapons laws in New Hampshire are the most draconian of all 50 states. It is illegal in this state for me to possess a serrated plastic picnic knife, according to the way the law is written. It's up to 10 years in prison for me to cut my meat. And that is, it's insane. And the problem is, Bill, the problem is you're easy to hate. If you're a, if you're somebody who's been convicted of something, it's just easy for people to hate you, and therefore it's difficult for politicians to say, oh yeah, let me raise this flag and everybody will get behind it. We'll call it the convict flag.
It's not popular.
We're going to have a whole lot more liberty-oriented state reps before anything like repealing a habitual offender will be a possibility. Or changing the knife regulations.
It's a really easy way as a rep, as a politician, to go ahead
and
garner, say, 20% of the extra of the vote by just saying, hey, look, I'll vote and say anything against somebody who's been convicted because it's easy and popular.
They're not just regular offenders. They're habitual.
We want to make it difficult for them to integrate back into society. We want to make it as hard as possible. Once they get into the system, we want to make sure they get thrown back over and over again, so the taxpayers have to feed them and house them.
But I totally agree, Bill, and I would like to see that issue be brought to the forefront.
We need to get a group together for that. If you would like to start a group when you get here, let me know, because I want to get involved. That is heinous that we are doing that to individuals. You should never be punished twice for a crime. I call that double jeopardy. I think that what they're doing is double jeopardy.
It's a traffic violation. There's a big difference.
Right.
Yep.
Well, yeah, nobody's a victim, right?
There's no victim. I could, let's say I get too many traffic. Let's say I get, because a serious offense they determine as driving after suspension. In New Hampshire, you can get your license suspended very easily.
It happens to a lot of people. And then how are you supposed to go to work? How are you supposed to support a family? How are you supposed to pay the rent if you can't even go somewhere? And it can be very difficult to go places in New Hampshire during the wintertime if you don't have a car. So it makes life very, very hard on people. I share your concerns, Bill, and we do talk about that here on Free Talk Live. And thank you. Look forward to seeing you out here in New Hampshire. We need more people. I mean, that's just the fact is. The reason why your favorite issue isn't at the forefront is because you're not here taking it to the forefront. But even if you were here, you'd still need more people supporting you, and that means we need more people inside the system running for political office. You know what Daryl Perry told me today as we were driving to Concord to go and testify on a Senate bill? 40% of all of the state rep races in New Hampshire go unopposed.
40% going to 40.
6%.
Huge. I mean, I knew there was quite a number, but that's a lot.
There's a huge opportunity there for politically active Free State Project participants. Even if you don't win, you could at the very least be the opposition. You could enter a race against an incumbent, likely, and at the very least get ideas of freedom out into the media, because whenever you run for office, the media wants to interview you, usually here in New Hampshire, so it's a good way to spread the ideas of freedom, even if you don't win. All of those races should be challenged. We need to have enough people here in New Hampshire who are willing to run for office who are available to do this stuff. Unopposed. These people, 40% of these races, they're just stunning to me. Into office.
Stunning to me.
We're missing a huge opportunity. That's ridiculous. And we have so many articulate human beings that are in the Liberty Movement.
Well, I don't know if we're missing the opportunity. There are a lot of politically active people in the Free State Project, and it does take 2 years. You have to have lived here 2 years in order to run for state rep. So you can't just make the move and put your name on the ballot, at least not for state rep. You can do that for things like mayor, city council, so you can kind of get your feet wet in politics here. But, you know, it's New Hampshire. If you go to the 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire, which is a great document on the Free State Project website, there's a political section there that really outlines why New Hampshire is a great place to actually have a chance at winning. That's why Free State Project participants have actually won, as opposed to libertarians anywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. They can't win hardly anything besides Soil and Water Commission. I mean, that's really dog catcher.
One of them must have won Soil and Water Commission.
That's what I've seen. I've seen them win Soil and Water Commission here and there across the country, but that's it. Here in New Hampshire, we've actually had Liberty people elected as both Democrats and Republicans, but only about a dozen at any given time in the state legislature. Now, there are more than a dozen who are kind of liberty-oriented, but I'm just saying a dozen Free State Project participants have been in the legislature, and that's... It's still the early days of this movement. We still have people like that gentleman who are still on the outside of New Hampshire, who are yet to come here.
And we're already rocking it.
And it's already really amazingly successful. We'll continue here, and you can share what you want on the air with us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype us, LRN.FM is the username there. Hour 3's next, Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. And I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.